Bonjour, John.
Bonjour, Aurore.
Ça va?
Ah, hola, muy bien. ¿Cómo estás?
Je vais bien, merci. I am so excited that we are starting our second season for our podcast.
Speak French and Spanish with Aurore and John.
Youpi! So, quoi de neuf? Quoi de neuf, John? Quoi de neuf in French translate to what's new? Quoi de neuf? Three words, but I contract them together and I say quoi de neuf, John?
Ah, what a great expression. ¿Qué hay de nuevo? ¿Qué hay de nuevo en español? An expression to ask, what's up or what's new? Actually, that reminds me of an expression that Bugs Bunny used to say, what's up, Doc?
That's true. I remember when I was a child, I heard that many, many times.
Yes, I think it was Bugs Bunny saying it to Elmer Fudd, if I remember correctly. Yes. Well, welcome back, our dear listeners. This is our second season of Speak French and Spanish with John Aurora, and we're very excited to have you here. We are in our first season. We had 15 episodes, including our pilot episode, and this is our second season doing this podcast. And the purpose of this podcast is to help you explore and to enjoy the French and Spanish cultures and languages. And through a variety of topics that we are using. Right now, we actually switched to a new platform called Anchor, and I'm excited about sharing this with our listeners because it will allow them to interact with us and to ask us questions and things like that.
I am so looking forward to that, to interact with our listeners, because it's a great way to learn about everybody. I am so happy to see all the countries that we have reached. How many countries again, tell me? How many countries the people listen from?
Well, last I counted was a little over 60, well, 66 actually, but I'm sure more listeners have joined in since then. So some of the countries where we have listeners are Peru, Jamaica, India, Honduras, Republic of Lithuania, Hungary, Morocco, Panama, Taiwan, Austria, Puerto Rico, Guam, Hong Kong, Malaysia, Guinea, and Haiti.
Many countries that I haven't visited.
Same here. I visited maybe a couple of them, but I really would love for us to hear from some of those listeners. Perhaps give us a shout out and, maybe say bonjour or hola
Oui.
and tell us why they're learning, why they're listening to our podcast and maybe something that they enjoyed from our podcast. What do you think?
I would love to do that. And I also would like to hear from our listeners and them letting us know what they enjoy so that we can give them what they like.
Exactly. And by the way, for our listeners, we are currently recording from two different locations. We're not in the same location, and going forward, we're going to be recording that way. As you know,
That's
this is
true.
seems to be our new normal, and people are a bit distant, enjoying some distance from each other. But thanks to the power of technology, we can still come together and create some content and really share with our listeners some great things about the culture and the languages that we have.
Absolument, absolutely.
Exactamente.
So, as I asked earlier, what's new? What next?
Well, it's a new year and it's definitely a new world that has emerged in the midst of what's going on in the world. Definitely things are very different, and although we like to look at the positive side of things, we can still, like I said, connect with our people, our listeners in other countries. And our hope is that through this podcast that our listeners will feel better connected to each other, and they will learn whether it is a language, a culture, something like that. And speaking of that, with our new platform Anchor, our listeners, if they first have to download the podcast Anchor, And then they can create an account or they don't. They just have to find our podcast there and then leave a voice message. They can leave a voice message.
They can actually leave a voice message to ask us questions. That's fabulous.
If they want to reach us via text, I think the best way would be to send us an email. And our email is speakfrenchandspanish@gmail.com. But if they want us, they want to share, you know, a question, or they want to share something, you know, with their voices, they can just press voice message, and then we will be able to hear the question and perhaps play it on the show and share that with our list, with our other listeners.
Merci beaucoup pour tes explications. Thank you so much for your explanation and your guidance, so that we can ask the questions that we want answers from.
Absolutamente, absolutamente. And now I'll ask you the question. ¿Qué hay de nuevo? What's new with you?
Well, the reason why we are remote is because I moved to Florida 7 months ago. And so I'm mostly in the sun. Donc, j'aime le soleil et la plage. I love the sun and the beach.
excelente, excelente. That sounds really, really relajante, really relaxing.
Yes.
And we all in less warm places envy you a bit.
So I wanted you to know that we are so looking forward to an exciting season. We have lots of new ideas and things that we want to talk about and share with you about the language. And we love to hear also where you come from, so that we can check the differences with the things that we talk about. And we love to hear from you on our episodes when you want to share with us how you say the things that we say in French or in Spanish or in English.
Claro que sí, claro que sí, of course. Let's share with our listeners some of the ideas that we have for this new season, for season two. What are some of the things that we will be exploring, some of the new components or elements of our podcast?
Well, we always love to talk about expressions, and also we like to discuss, you know, the differences of the language, how we express ourselves in French versus in Spanish versus in English, so that we get a grip on how to express ourselves in a specific language.
Certainly, certainly. And some of the ways that we do that is by sharing with our listeners ideas about movies in French or in Spanish, sometimes music, and sometimes it could be, you know, words like verbs. Tell us a little bit about how verbs are important to language learning.
Well, verbs are not used in the same way in different languages. And so that's why it's important to know which word we use when we want to express an idea. You know, for example, I think we had talked in our previous season something very simple, like to make a decision. Well, in English, we use the verb to make, but in French, we say prendre une décision, which translates to take a decision, but we mean exactly the same thing. So that's how we're gonna learn to express ourselves properly, so that, you know, we'll play with expressions and songs and words that, you know, we like to say often in conversations.
Exactamente, exactamente. Gracias, gracias por esa explicación. Thank you for that explanation. Okay, now we are going to close this initial pilot episode of our season two by inviting you also to continue to listen. If you haven't had a chance to listen to season one, you can find it on iTunes, on Spotify, and a few other different platforms. So if you just do a Google search for Speak French and Spanish, you should be able to find it.
Fantastic.
Okay.
Merci beaucoup, John.
Gracias, gracias, Aurora. Well, from us, we would like to say thank you again. Gracias, merci. And we will see you in our next episode. From me, John, adios. Hasta la próxima.
A bientôt. Au revoir.